Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okej, hörni. Välkomna tillbaka till del 2.
I'm out over here dressed like Jeremy.
Dressed like Jeremy. That was bad. Jag har ju till och med Hawaii shirts.
Yeah, you can rock them though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not a pasty white. Välkomna. Det här är avsnitt 2 av våran Love is Blind special. Vi kollar på The Reunion.
Yeah, man.
Och det blev så pass mycket att vi delar upp det i 2 avsnitt. Har ni inte lyssnat på första delen så gå tillbaka och gör det. Den ligger där i feeden. Det här är Så vad händer, en grej till.
Mm.
Och vi har gått igenom hela The Goddamn Love is Blind
season. Yeah, man. It's been fun, man. A lot of times I watch when I watch the Super Bowl, it's fun to watch the Super Bowl. But then I get sad because, like, the season's over.
Mm.
Did you have a feeling about this?
No. Nej, not sad.
It was like, we got it, yeah.
Mm, det kändes ganska bra. Det räcker nu for a while. Men det är alltid kul att ha någon en sån här weekly show att se fram emot. Det är kul.
Yeah,
cool. Så vi får se vad det dyker upp framöver.
Yeah.
Men i första delen så, ni har väl, de flesta av er hoppas jag har hört den redan. Men det var mycket call-outs.
Mm-hmm.
Mycket liksom folk som var där for the wrong reason. Jeremy, Sarah Ann, Trevor.
Trevor, yeah.
Nu så har vi ju Clay här som kommer. Clay och AD. Och Clay, vi var ju fram och tillbaka med honom en del.
Mm-hmm.
Några tillfällen där vi verkligen gillade honom. Men sen så var ju vi rätt hårda mot hur han hanterade AD i sista avsnittet.
Yeah.
I förra. Alltså där han basically... Jag tyckte det var så skumt hur han agerade. Att han agerade som att de var så gulliga. Do I look like a husband? Hur han låg mot henne. All the while knowing att han skulle säga nej. Så att Clay här är ju verkligen i position. Han skulle också kunna bli en hell of a villain.
Yeah.
Så det beror, mycket här hänger ju på hur han kommer sköta det.
I cried on this part of the episode.
Mm. I bet you did.
Yeah,
min fru cried också.
Okay. I thought you were gonna call me a little bitch or something.
Nej.
Okay, wow.
Just
thank
off,
you, man.
Off camera. som sagt, apropå cameras, patreon.com/svh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Det är ju där ni kan få videoversionen.
Even if y'all, if you have the capability to look at the video, I want y'all to go back to the last video and tell them I didn't dress like Trevor. That's all I'm saying.
You can look at this video. You got the same clothes on.
I got the same clothes on, but I stood up on the left. I'm not standing up now.
You're not standing up again?
I'm not, nah. Go watch it. Can't believe this, man. It's the worst dressed. It's the worst dressed dude on the panel besides Jeremy.
Jag kan förlåna mitt bälte och så kan du få tacka det. All right, vi kollar det på Clay.
All day, baby. Body.
A couple body that we were really rooting for.
Yeah.
AD and Clay. We want to know what happened after the weeks following the wedding.
a lot of weeks went by before we spoke. I just wasn't in a place to speak to.
Förlåt, shout out bara till AD. Fixade håret lite grann.
Looking, oh yeah, way got better. a little wavy in here. It don't look as packed.
Det var
up
så uppe. Yeah, better.
Yeah, it's not a
yeah, I just
trucker
thought from
hat.
A respect level that I shouldn't reach out automatically. I just think when you go through a heartbreak like that, it's just sometimes hard to, you know, look each other in the face. It's just been a little bit of a rough ride after the altar.
So who contacted who first to get together?
You call me, duh.
Yeah, I got
she's
a couple
best,
of like, messages that wasn't responded to. But,
what was it like for the two of you to watch the wedding back?
That was tough. That was really tough. I mean, it's not normal to watch yourself have a meltdown. And
if that was
a meltdown. For this man. It was tough to watch.
Bro.
Because it was such a
sitting next to somebody who you broke in their heart, man. I remember I had an ex who we have a dinner and then we kind of like broke, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, things went bad at then, like we were breaking things off.
Man, just look from Jimmy like, now I'm took her to the amusement park. Have a nice dinner.
I shut down the amusement park and then I told her, I don't want to be with you. Mm-hmm. No, but I just remember that feeling of like, this is my ex that was my friend too. Mm-hmm. So it was like that thing too. We were friends before and after being together. And then now I'm dealing with this. And it's like, I'm the one that if it was another guy that she would call. You know what I'm saying? That feeling sucks, man. Sitting next to somebody who you've done them like this, like having them sit next to you after you hurt them like that is, whew, I'm just feeling, poor Clay is what I'm trying to say.
In all this.
it's horrible.
This process is unique. You know, you get a chance to essentially watch yourself,
make a bad decision.
On the wall to your own life. And, you know, just kind of seeing everything, and it was really emotional for me to watch, you know, seeing AD interact on the other lounge and how excited she was. Like, to me, watching it, I just felt like the biggest dick. I felt like, you know, I disrespected her family, and I apologized to her, you know, your mom and your cousin and your sisters, because like they all met me with grace. And like, even to hear that, you know, that I disrespected them, that I wasted their time, you know, that definitely hurt.
This is a tough question to ask, but in hindsight is always 20/20. But looking back, would you have done things differently?
You know, Nick, that's a good question. I think throughout this whole process, one of the biggest things that I struggled with was getting out of my own way. I kind of battled with like the morality of like, am I a good person? Am I a bad person? And AD always like navigated me. She always made sure that she uplifted me and made me feel like the best person. But I couldn't get out my own way. I just kept looking myself in the mirror. I'm like, I'm not the guy that deserves like love and marriage. And
damn, just want to hug him.
AD really seen me through. She's honestly the love of my life. And I will tell you, honestly, I did make a mistake, you know, going to the altar and saying no. But, you know, it's like one of the things that you just kind of like go through and live through, you know. And I'm humbled to watch myself and see that there was different things that I didn't do well. And, you know, I'm definitely taking the work. I've been doing therapy to be a better person, you know, because I do think that, you know.
Could have done that married, bro.
And I apologize. I love you. You are the love of my life, and it was a mistake.
Damn. I was over. Ugly crying.
Oh, det var här du grät.
I was crying.
Det var min fråga. Jag grät också.
Man.
What was some major cry? Alltså bara hela grejen av att han.
It's like this little kid, man, thinking he's not enough, man. You know what I'm saying? It just felt like I'm watching a little boy say, I'm not enough. And it's because of the failures of the father. You know what I mean? That's what I boil it down to. Failures of a father. He's doubting himself. And he said he's used to getting in his own way. And it's just like, damn, man. You just want to find that person. Go rewind time. Give him a hug and tell him you are enough. Like, not thinking you're enough. Especially being one of the most confident people I've ever seen on a reality show. And then not thinking you husband material, like it was just sad for me, man. Especially knowing you threw away what was like this could have been the fucking perfect match for this dude.
Ja, men det som jag sa, han hade materialet bra av henne, tror jag. Som han själv säger att hon är den som hjälpte honom navigate och whatever. Men det vad tror du hans intention är? Det är att försöka get her back. Alltså också,
nej, I feel like he know. It's like, you know you don't fucked up, right? It's like that.
Men det är inte, jag tror inte att det är över. Alltså hon...
Ah, nah, she said it though.
Hon säger att det är över.
She said, like, they talked to her, like, would you take him back? She says no.
Jag vet, men jag tror att det kan vara lite bit for the cameras. Jag tror inte att, så här, jag tror inte att han är chansen.
It's been a year.
Ah, man.
It's been a year. He's reached out. Mm. She says on here that she went on a date with Matthew.
Okej, men så här då. Kan vi i alla fall, när han säger så här, she is the love of my life.
Oh, yeah,
så,
yeah.
Jag tror that, yeah. She's trying to get her back.
Yeah, I ain't even think about it like that. I just feel like she's, oh, she's single too, huh?
Yeah,
this might help. Her seeing you, you got your suit on, and you said what needs to be said. You said you were in therapy. You said she the love of my life. I fucked up. Yeah, I didn't think about it like that at all. I didn't think about it as the shooting that last shot.
Och jag säger inte det för jag tror att han är fake här.
No, I don't think he's fake at all.
Han tror väl genuint på det här. Men jag tror att han bara liksom, som sagt, han skulle ju inte banga på att få tillbaka sen. Och det tror jag för att han också säger sen.
As a guy who's been through therapy, you have to. Mm. As a guy who's been through therapy like that, that revelation and then that it builds like a self-knowledge. And you can see it on display here. Man, if she does take him back, I would understand.
Det är ju en way bättre ursäkt performance just nu.
Oh yeah, that's you.
I jämförelse med Trevor och Jeremy liksom. Yeah. För som sagt, alltså, om man bara kollar på utifrån perception och hur man framstår och så vidare, då var, han var illa ute här alltså, Clay. Riktigt illa ute efter the wedding. Han hade kunnat bli stämplad som en riktig, riktig bad guy liksom.
Men jag, standing on that fence like I'm a fucking idiot.
Ja, exakt.
Did I fuck up?
Men jag tycker han räddar, i mina ögon i alla fall, så tycker jag att han räddar mycket i det här. Och han tar bara ownership för att han fucked it up.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
A rollercoaster of emotions. I'm watching you go from like, oh, here we go to, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, he back in there.
Hearing Clay say all of these things?
It just takes me right back to day one of falling for him. And knowing that I could be everything that he needed and knowing that, like, there's nothing more that I could have done. And then to hear him say it was a mistake is like, what am I supposed to do with that information?
Yeah. Mm. Get back together.
Do you think you would ever date him again?
Yes. She knows she would. Stop lying. Let me lie. He's hoping.
Next question.
I thought this was going to be there together.
Would you ever date her again?
1,000%.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Oh. No, he bet. He bet.
I did.
Det här, jag menar, alltså,
okay, it's for
sweet.
TV. You're right.
Men det här är lite... Får man säga det? Får man gå out on a limb och säga att det här är lite... kvinnlig... performance.
Yes. I've been there. Ooh, I've been there betting. Ooh. I can't tell the story, but I'll tell you off mic.
Okay.
Story.
I att man inte, man vet ju hur, yes. Man får inte göra det, vad ska man säga, man måste, även om, man måste liksom visa att man står upp och att man inte take some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Och jag tror att hon, så här, jag säger inte att
I'm
hon
not
är,
that, I ain't with that.
Jag säger inte att hon är all the way tillbaka till saken är klar, liksom. That's not what I'm saying. Mm. Men jag menar bara att jag tror att hon är way mer öppen för att ta tillbaka honom än vad hon kanske egentligen vill erkänna on TV. Så on TV först måste man ju säga nej, han hade sin chans, whatever. Han är liksom, han skulle ha gjort, satt på mig då, jag har gått vidare. Men sen off camera så tror jag bara att dörren är lite på glänt. Det är min gissning.
Agreed. They're back together. We need it.
I was wide, like there's nothing that I wouldn't have given you, and there's nothing I wouldn't have done for you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, low-key, respectfully, you played in my fucking face. Mm-hmm. You played in my face, Clay, because you knew you didn't want to get married.
That's not true.
Then why are we not married?
You know, when it was happening, I wanted to say yes. I saw you walk across on the altar, and I was like, this is my wife. As it was going on, I'm looking at you, and I'm just like, I don't know if I could show up for you every single day. It's just, I'm sure people who experienced this, that's been through the experiment, you know, days are like weeks. Moments in that time at the altar, when she walked down the altar, I swear it was like 3 days of just going back and forth of like watching her. She's so beautiful. Clay, you know who you are. But AD.
She's so beautiful.
Why can't he give more, man? God damn it.
Han måste sluta snacka om bara hennes utseende.
He be having me and then he just lose me right away, man. She's more than just beautiful, man. There's a reason that she's like everybody's favorite. This woman she's magnetic. She's like, you can say all types of stuff. She's smart. She's thoughtful. She's personable. She's sociable. She's more than just beautiful. And she happens to be banging too. Mm-hmm. Bruh, that's your catch. You fucked up.
Jag lyssnade på någon annan podd där de snackade lite om det här med så här. Eller var det en podd? Eller var det något? Jag kommer inte ihåg. Men de snackade i alla fall om hans oro för hennes finances som kom fram där.
Oh,
och på hennes jobb så har det ju stått att det står ibland att hon är real estate agent, men samtidigt så nämnde hon för hans morsa, tror jag, att hon work in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Och att det var, de beskrev det som typ såhär VIP lounge manager.
Yeah.
Men att de menade såhär, men that's kind of bottle girl.
Right. That's och, what I assumed.
Ja, och bottle girl, för er som inte vet, det finns, jag vet inte, jo, men det finns väl här på vissa klubbar i Stockholm också.
They come out with the sparklers and shit.
Ja, men det är lite musiken och så kommer de ut med dyra flaskor och sparkles.
Dressed scantily clad and keep the party going.
Ja, så det där är hennes jobb liksom. Så utifrån den, då kan jag förstå mer hur...
You want your woman to wear a full suit? You want your woman dressed like Trevor?
Nej, men mer, man skulle vilja mer vad är din sort of future plan? Alltså, jag jobbar som en bottle girl för att jag håller på att ta min real estate agent license. Jag pluggar samtidigt. Alltså, det är en sak. Men om det är som att säga, nej, men jag är bara en bottle girl, det är det jag vill göra. Då är det så här, oh, kanske a different type of career. Det känns bara, också bara känns som en...
It seems like a temporary thing, yeah.
Ja, så det är bara, jag bara slänger in den. Men... Det igen, han sa okay body när hon kom fram. Nu säger han bara att hon var så beautiful. Och jag kan, även om jag försöker förstå honom så bäst jag kan. Så det här grejen med att han beskriver det som att även den här korta stunden, minuterna, det kändes som 3 days, sa han. Och han went back and forth. Men jag kan för mitt liv inte faktiskt förstå hur man så in i det sista kan vara flip-floppa mellan besluten. Det är ett jättestort beslut. Jag tänker bara så här, vet du inte...
It speaks as immaturity.
Åtminstone, at the very latest, dagen innan. Kan du inte bestämma det då?
Yeah.
Okej, vet du vad? Jag kör inte.
But you're different than people in a lot of ways. Than most people. Right? We did that personality test thing a while back. And you ended up being something that's like 2% of the population.
Really?
Like that.
Order,
We did that. I remember that. You're the type of person that wouldn't remember taking a personality. But when we did that, and you think about things differently than other people.
Men ibland tycker jag att du ger mig sort of, du lägger för stort fokus på det. Jag tänker ändå som att så här, de flesta människor förstår väl att giftermål, om det nu ska vara, ja, du vet ju att min syn har varit på giftermål, men att om du nu bryr dig om giftermål och det här ska vara en lifelong decision, då förstår jag bara inte hur du kan leave it till så här, hon går emot dig, kvinnan kommer emot dig och du bara, ska jag inte?
Yeah.
Hur går det till? I don't get it. Det kräver inte mycket dagen innan, det tycker inte det är för mycket begärt att säga, bestäm dig en dag innan. Och till och med det är sent. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, because I would have known by then.
No. Men det är,
but if I'm sitting here, I'm also securing myself. If I'm sitting here saying I'm not good enough husband for this person I think is amazing, then maybe I am thinking about that. It's not about her walking up. It's about him the whole time.
I get that. Men jag menar bara, när jag säger walking up så menar jag bara hur pass...
How late in the
game det är. Alltså, hon kommer emot dig.
Yeah, but it's just like, shit, I might fuck this up, you know? He had to work through some shit.
Då tror jag så här.
I would have worked through it. Later. Yeah, you know what? You know that you're uncertain.
That's what I'm saying.
You say that shit
the day before. Say nay innan, eller yeah, säga I'm
do a Jimmy
innan.
And rent out. Go ahead and rent out the damn amusement park and let her know.
You want to go to Six Flags?
That's going to be the move.
And for me, Nick, I would say that I didn't put the work in to understand love before I got on the process. And I believe I almost was getting diagnosed on camera as like this red flag or this guy who has, you know, dad issues and something like that. But I receive it, you know. At the end of the day, I didn't do the process right. I disrespect the AD, I love her, and it hurts that you don't even think that, you know. So
Clay,
yeah,
do you think you're ready?
It's
now
a broken
it's
man
here.
Broken man.
Yeah, I think I put the work in. I wasn't bullshitting. I went to therapy. I tried different therapists out even, you know, trying to see what worked for me. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
You know, I want to be a good guy. I want to be the best person I could be, and it sucks.
Maybe this when I started
like
crying.
For you. I really,
you are a good guy.
God. I swear, it wasn't intentional. Like, I'm watching it back, and it broke my heart to break your heart, honestly. And that was not my intention. It happened, and I'll take everything that comes with it. I came out a different man, and I have to credit that to AD, so... You know, when someone changed your life, you just don't, you know, turn your back on them. And you know, that's just me being here for her.
I applaud you for growth.
Yeah.
Would you come there with this?
For being willing to say, I need to take a look.
Then how man, I'm just come here.
The most this is how you come.
This is the type of shit you come with.
This is how you come with. Okay. So to make sure, man. Shit, I'll be scared. You hate everybody.
Nene.
I need therapy. I want to seek that out. I want to be a better person. For myself and for others. And that takes a lot of courage to, A, one, do, and B, to say on national television.
Through.
So I applaud you for that, man. Yeah. Really.
Applaud you. Yo, A-plus job, Clay. you know, I think every time she sighs like that, that's because she knows she ain't supposed to take him back, but she really going to. Mm. I think you're right, man. I thought it was a wrap, too, we talked about that.
There were so many layers to your love story.
Mm. Yeah, I'm curious.
Just the Brett part, right?
When you watched it back, watching that conversation between Clay's mom and his dad, I thought in watching it with Vanessa, that was a pretty heavy moment, a pretty insightful moment. Did it give you any more understanding as to why things were?
I wonder how white people see
that scene. Conversation really closed the circle.
I feel like it's a real, I don't know, as a kid and stuff, we were told, like, you know what I'm saying? You act a different way around white people, keep them out of your business and all that shit. This was their conversation meant so much to me because it was so revealing of it's a very black thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of that whole, you know, women a lot of times growing up and seeing these toxic traits in these men that are heralded as just how men are and all this stuff, all of these things that we need to unlearn in our community that we keep hidden. You know, hidden by these strong women that don't let people into that because we don't want to betray these seemingly dangerous men as these type of, you know what I mean? All of this stuff that's baked into our community.
Mm-hmm.
And all of, it was really on display right there. And I mean, I'm sure Nick Lachey not going to understand that when he sees it, but that's partially why we don't talk like that in front of.
Nej, jag tror att de fattar att en viss gravity of the situation. Han säger ju det själv, Nick, att säga, det var en heavy moment. Men det är klart att för vissa andra kan det ju vara en extra layer av, som vi pratade om mycket i förra veckan, att det hit home på många olika sätt. Yeah. Och det som var så fint med hans morsa var att hon fick en redemption som det är så många som inte får.
Yeah.
De får inte den där upprättelsen, de får aldrig sin moment att liksom säga ifrån och markera att whatever, så ja, the past är in the past, men jag vill ändå markera att what you did is wrong.
Yeah.
Och det är många som aldrig får den chansen och definitivt inte så här på fucking TV där alla kan se dig. Så,
And with a dude that's, with somebody that's so focused on them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One of them is really focused on his image, who as Clay's father was, and this woman that just gets to set him straight, and he just leaves, he's left jaw dropped and checked.
Oh, what happened?
On national TV. Yeah, it's a rarity.
Who in that moment you were referring to in watching Love is Blind?
De frågar här Clay, han berättade ju att han hade inte sett Love is Blind innan, han kollade på the show while on the show, igen.
Dum da dum dum. He might be dum dum poopy pants.
Och de frågade honom vem är det som. Han sa ju då, Clay, att det fick honom att bli lite intimidated för att han såg andra på the show som verkade vara husband material, och det fick honom att inse att han inte var det. Och nu frågade de honom, vem var det du tyckte var så bra husband material?
I didn't watch Love is Blind before I joined the show. Actually, it was funny when I seen AD and her mom, they put on Love is Blind season 4, and I was referring to Brett. I thought that Brett was, I just felt like he just did everything, like he said all the right
same
things.
Here.
He just kind of,
taught me
he
how
just,
to be
like,
a husband.
Personified as a good black man or a good husband, not even black man, just a good husband. And,
you're
know,
right,
I just
good
looked
black
at
man.
Him and I was like, I don't think that who I am could do what all with Brett did. So it was just like a little pessimistic thought, but even with that, you know, I give myself grace. I do it in my own way, and even I'm not even happy with that comment, but the compliment is that I do think Bray is a stand-up guy, and I was just looking and, you know, thinking of that sense.
Well, we're lucky to have Brett and Tiffany with us here today.
Yeah!
Guys?
Man skulle verkligen kunna ha en drinking game med hur många gånger de säger Grace i den här goddamn show och i det här avsnittet.
How does that make you feel hearing that, Brett?
Ooh. I just want to say thank you, man. That's not... It's very humbling to hear, honestly. I don't know why I'm getting emotional talking because...
We all are, bro.
Like, I didn't really come from, like, the perfect household either in terms of
no
my
excuse,
mom
Clay.
And my dad and their relationship. And there was a lot of things that I was concerned about how I would show up going through this experiment. And as a credit to her, like, she created the space for me to be the person that I knew that I could be. And, you know, it's very humbling to hear. But even going through everything, like, I had a lot of doubts and I was very concerned about, like, am I going to be a good husband? Yeah, we good now while we're filming, but, like, when the cameras are off, am I going to know how to show up? Like, am I really going to know how to be the husband that she expects me to be and the husband that I want to be? You know, hope I'm doing good.
You're doing great.
It's very humbling to hear that.
Black love, man.
You know, black man to black man. You know, I'm humbled. Thank you.
Ja, väldigt fin moment.
Yeah, beautiful.
Ovanlig moment att se på TV för
man.
Us.
I feel bad for you that you can't cry.
I don't care.
No, but you get the emotions. So that's good. At least you can. It's like letting it out like that through tears, man. That shit feels good. I'm starting to get. We're at the part of the show. Like this was good for me. I like this part. I was into it, and then I feel like the show, like, maybe they got exhausted from the heaviness of this, the Clay and AD situation.
Mm-hmm. De pratar ju med Amy och Johnny.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Okay, we skip over it. För att det bara,
as we do.
De är som vi har snackat många gånger. De är bara ett normal couple.
It's a regular couple that it worked out. It works out.
Det enda som de pratar om sin familj och hur bra de headed off. Och det är ju skitkul. Bra, good for you. Blir inte jättebra TV bara. That's it. Men de pratar ju också om det här med the condoms och så vidare. Och det var fortfarande så att it doesn't make all the way sense.
No.
Hur så här han sa någonting i stil med så här, men I just didn't så här, realize that I don't know a lot about så här, contraceptives. Alltså så här, hur det funkar. Och man bara, men hur kan du inte veta? Hur kan du vara så sexually active och inte veta någonting om
he don't say, maybe he wasn't that active.
Jag tänkte faktiskt på det. Det kan vara det. Han kanske bara inte har...
I was thinking that. He probably didn't get a bunch of...
Eller så är det andra alternativet att han bara träffar kvinnor som är... On the pill. Men
Or the what, the shot.
Ja, precis. Eller har de här grejerna. Men det förklarar ju fortfarande inte att så här... Kondomen skyddar ju fortfarande mot sjukdomar. Alltså jag menar, det...
Yeah.
It's just weird. Det var bara weird att så här, inte... Han verkade bara inte ha koll alls på det här, hur det här funkar.
Yeah.
Men de ville inte riktigt säga exakt vad det är de gjorde, men de sa bara att han har inte tagit en vasectomy, jag är inte on the pill, vi har hittat någonting som funkar. So.
But aren't they on something now? They're like doing like an ad or something like that?
Det är de, okej.
I thought they did something where they were talking about it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story.
In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Här tycker vi att, jag håller med dig John om att andra halvan av den här reunion show, that dropping the ball lite grann kring.
The thing everybody talked about the most was how this woman, Chelsea, was acting. We've held people's feet to the fire. We held the guys' feet to the fire for how they were acting. We held Clay. We held Jeremy. And we held, who's the other guy? Trevor. Mm-hmm. We held those three. Trevor dressed nice. Too. No, but we held all the guys' feet to the fire. Now it's time for the couple ladies. Oh no, we held Sarah Ann to the fire too.
Excellent.
So we held Sarah Ann to the fire, but we had the beginning of accountability at the beginning of this episode, and it felt like they just got tired of it. I don't know what the fuck happened because I was ready for them to light Chelsea up.
Oh,
and this feels like they gaslit us.
But we can sense.
They should have been. It's like, did I not see what I saw? You know what I'm saying? Like, was it not weird for y'all too that this lady was acting like this? How are we not addressing it? How's Jimmy getting more heat than her?
Nej, men du har helt rätt. Det vi kommer ju spela upp några klipp här, men det är, du har rätt i att de glass it over. Jag satt och väntade på det. Okay, men när kommer the heat för Chelsea?
Yeah. Like they and they were showing, they were doing receipts too. They showed, oh yeah, they're gonna do one, a long receipt too with with, what's her name, Jessica and Jimmy. But it's like, where is the Chelsea making these allegations? And then there's video footage of showing that she's wrong. He never spent AD around. He said, I love you. You know what I mean? She starts the argument and changing the goalposts mid-argument so that she can still be mad about shit while he's like, keeps trying to apologize.
Man kan fråga kring henne med att säga, dels det här, för man frågar ju då, Trevor sa ju för sig själv, han ska söka terapi, det var Clay som ska gå på terapi.
Exactly, yeah.
Men Chelsea hade man ju velat veta, så okej, okay, så var det, clearly har du tusen issues här.
Yeah.
Och du är, och de ut, jag menar, man kan ju ha problem, olika slags problem, men de ut, vad säger man, sättet hennes problem yttrar sig på är ju väldigt toxic. Det här med att hon blev så otroligt kontrollerande, så otroligt svartsjuk. Det här med, det tar de upp lite grann, men det här med hennes, att hon sa den här hemligheten, att han hade legat med en av sina tjejkompisar.
And he's like apologize, like got apologize. He's the one who apologized. Oh, we'll get, we'll see.
Och liksom, också så här alkoholgrejen, det verkar som att under varje bråk hon hade var hon full. Så här, det är en sån fråga man hade velat, så här, har du, she got problems?
That could have been what she said. They didn't even, she never had to address any of her issues.
Ja, det enda som jag tror som skulle kunna förklara det kanske är ju att hon har ju fått enorma mängder hat, Chelsea. Och är det, kan det vara en sån grej att de på något sätt inte vill replay hennes keffhet för att på något sätt skona henne?
I ain't with it. I sat here and watched this show. I watched 12 episodes of this show, man.
Oh, nej, det är skumt. Det
där är bara, I watched, and then he left her at the, and then, so now he's the bad guy? Like, they gotta, he, at least say, hey man, why, what was it? What was the problem? You know what I mean? Like, we didn't get to, she didn't get to have any accountability at all. All she had got to say is like, we'll see. I was really annoyed by this
and
shit.
I didn't let her watch the show in its entirety.
And we talking about her daughter? I'm like, give a fuck about your daughter. And just like they said, you weren't picked to Sarah Ann. You weren't picked. Why are we talking to Jessica then? Why are we talking about Jessica's daughter? She wasn't picked.
Det blir mycket fokus på Jessica. Mycket på grund av det man får höra där precis i slutet. Där det är Izzy, den gamla deltagaren. Det är också Michael,
like, for
och
perfect
Jessica.
Match.
Alla tre ska vara ett perfect match. Så det handlar ju också om att lyfta upp de här människorna. Liksom.
I didn't have any malicious intent. But it was completely absent-minded. That's one of my best friends. And this is wildly disrespectful. And I don't expect any grace for that. That was not my best grace. Moment.
Thanks, Alexa. We my have grace drink. Tiffany. Hey, girl.
Yes.
You have the next question.
Sarah Ann. So does Jeremy share his location with you?
They're trying to get all lighthearted. Yes. They get all lighthearted now.
So,
apparently that's my thing.
Our next question is coming from Micah.
Oh my gosh.
What's up?
Yay, I wanted to get involved. Okay. Okay, mine's for Jimmy. What did your friend think about Chelsea sharing your little secret with the world?
Oof. Little secret. Even the way they asked it. Fuck y'all, man.
You know, I knew coming on a TV show, I'm putting myself out there. She didn't deserve that. And
for this minute,
thank
this
you.
Minute,
thank you.
Jag gillar inte när de gör light of the situation. För att det hade varit en sak om det var att han hade legat med en namnlös, faceless kompis.
Right.
Som vi inte vet vem det är. Det hade varit en sak. Vi vet inte vem det är. Right. En anonym person. Men om jag förstår saken rätt så var det ju någon av de här två kvinnorna som man fick
two,
se.
Yeah.
Och det är super fucked up.
Yes, fucked up!
Att de ska då få sin whatever business out. Och med tanke på hur vi vet också hur sociala medier funkar.
Mm-hmm.
De här människorna blir fucking tracked down och får massa hat och får massa bli named called och så vidare. Det är sjukt. Alltså, min kompis är med i en reality show och nu får jag massa hat för att...
Yeah, I've seen it happen to you. People coming after you because of some shit that I was a part of.
Ja, varje drev som någonsin har varit mot mig har John varit i centrum av egentligen.
You're welcome.
Thank
That's
you.
That's friends are for.
Motherfucker.
She didn't love hearing it. She was there for me as a friend and someone that loved me. Someone that
wanted
to support me. You know, I've got a ton of dude friends in my life. But with...
Dude
when
friends.
I'm talking to guys, I'm not getting emotional with the fellas. Like, all the girls will let me lay into them about where I'm at with everything. I was trying so hard in my relationship, and they came on to support me. They came on to be a friend to her, and I told, getting ahead of myself, but I told you out of confidence, and they felt, one of them is really pissed off at me for mentioning it.
Yeah.
So I told her about them in the pods. I was very forward. It was also, she had an ex-boyfriend that she still hangs out with. She mentioned.
I don't hang out with
you. You told them you do. Mm-hmm.
All right, well,
this is where you need to receive.
We misheard each other in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, but I
look at him taking accountability
so bad.
Oh.
I can take it. They didn't deserve it. Is the
He's
main
right.
way I can put it. But I would be robbing her if I didn't tell her. I told her because I was planning to get married to her, and she needed to know everything.
And she ruined it.
I get that for sure.
I'm curious, the rest of you, how do you feel about the situation of Jimmy sharing
this is wild to me, man.
A secret with Chelsea and her sharing that secret on camera? I mean, who thinks that a secret shared in confidence shouldn't have been repeated on camera?
Jag blev chockad av den här frågan, för jag tänkte så här, varför ställer du en obvious fråga? Så there's only one answer.
what's the one answer?
The secret, om jag berättar en hemlighet till dig, John, till dig,
right.
Och du väljer att share it on camera.
Right. The
that's
answer
fucked
is,
up.
Right.
There's only one answer.
But they didn't say that.
Jag vet.
Oh, I'm gonna
så jag menar, jag blev bara chockad över att han först ställde frågan. Och sen så ännu mer chockad över att these motherfuckers inte fattade grejen.
What are you talking about? It was inside of the lock.
Också med vetskap om, som bland annat Meira sa när hon var här och som man har förstått i andra deltagare i att så här, de har ju massvis av tid däremellan, när kamerorna inte är där, då kan du ta upp det där.
Exactly.
Men att ta upp det när du ser motherfucking kameran right there.
And she says, I forgot the camera. Get the fuck out of here, man. And nobody held her feet
Maybe
to the fire, man.
Thing. That was in confidence too, so.
Say the what? Oh.
Yeah, nothing.
Are we going back to
det där var, det
Jeremy,
var super
Jeremy side-track
embarrassing shit. Moment. Nu blev det lite, hoppade lite här, jag vet inte om ni hörde det, men att Jeremy, vad heter han? Nick Lachey ställer alltså den här frågan om någonting helt annat, och sen så kommer Jeremy och bara, jag ber om ursäkt för the bean dip comment that was also told to me in confidence. Och så blir det bara en jättekonstig stämning. Och så är det någon som säger, are we going back to bean dip? Det är bara, du vet,
Jeremy's the worst.
Han försökte vara lite
charming,
get back in the game, och det bara bombed.
Just stay out the game.
Right to say that on camera?
I think if they had the conversation in confidence, then I don't think she should have.
But I also get, you know,
no.
I'm going to give Chelsea some grace. It's an emotional experience.
And I think that also
I'm drunk as shit now.
If it was something that was affecting her and affecting their relationship, then she has to show it, I'm sure.
What? Not on camera. What are we talking
about? That is some
This is some reality show bullshit, man.
Men det är också många som tänker det här i riktigt livet. Jag har ju rantat om det här för några avsnitt sedan. Idén om att jag har mina känslor och de måste bli validated. Så whatever jag gör efter att jag känner de här känslorna, det är rätt. För jag måste act on my emotions. That's BS. Den riktiga världen funkar inte så.
Exactly.
Vet du hur sjukt det skulle vara om man agerade på alla sina känslor hela
It's
tiden?
It's like you're a 3-year-old again.
Ja. Och she felt, she had her emotions, so she had to act. No!
No.
Det, alltså, det
we'll be out here throwing drinks in each other's faces and shit. like reality people.
Things back to him, we're coming from a place of hurt from that information.
Yeah.
100%.
It's our real life relationship. That was a huge issue and it was really sitting on me, and I apologize more than, and I could never apologize enough
you can.
For how horrible I
Keep
feel
going.
For bringing it up and ruining that trust, because it ruined
Do it more.
Everything. And it was just a true issue that I just couldn't get off my chest, and it coming
because?
Out was just, I forget about because? The cameras. I didn't even realize the cameras
You knew
there.
That goddamn camera was there.
Argument that just blew up, and
Bruh,
I,
pause it, really thank you. I knew you were ready to pause
it. Också ville ha Följdfrågan, did you forget because you were drunk?
Yep, that too.
The invalid
you fråga. Made the statement. You fucked her, I know you did. That wasn't because the camera was
han
there.
Säger, han säger ju i stunden. And also, I told you that in conference. Och hon bara, I don't give a fuck. Så
yep.
Så att, nah, player. They're saying it. Det här är, they dropping the ball.
This is revisionist history. And nobody's holding her feet to the fire, man. This is when Vanessa or Nick should step in and be like, well, hold up now. And they don't do it. They just let her off because she got bullied online because she said she looked like Megan Fox and she doesn't. I'm going to go in there and say I look like Denzel Washington so I can do whatever the fuck I want to do.
About it 100 times at this point, and we even tried to work through it. Ultimately, she has feelings. It, you know, made her feel a certain type of way, and she has the right to speak up on that. She's not in the wrong for saying it, but I just didn't love the fashion, how it came up.
Me neither, my guy. Me neither. That was awful. Absolutely awful.
Jimmy, looking
this,
back on
this
that,
one, I thought they were going to go in.
It's
all of the
moment
insecurities
in your guys' relationship together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can see it in my eyes when I'm speaking. Everything after that, that you know, we were kind of going through the motions. And yeah. It's easy to see in hindsight what was the right decision. And the right decision would have been for me to let you go at that point. But I drug it on, partially because we loved each other so much.
I'm curious to hear
so
from
much.
Everybody else
so
up here, because you guys all got to watch their story kind of unfold in real time, but then watching it back and seeing
how fucking crazy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Closed doors. Did it change your perception of them as a couple?
AD kept it real,
what
though.
They were going through, what they were living.
Yeah, that bitch crazy. Det man skulle vilja höra att man sa.
Somebody said, "I ain't know that bitch crazy."
A little bit. I know Chelsea is so fun and bubbly and outgoing and just carefree, and to see her like that
like
way
that?
And like the insecurities be highlighted like that was really, really, really tough to watch, because mm-hmm. we don't know that side of you. We know
yeah.
a very confident, very proud woman,
mm-hmm.
and so to see like you kind of go through that emotional roller coaster,
so many opportunities
was,
for them
to
delve
watch.
In
yeah
well thank you guys for sharing
yeah
thank you guys thank for you sharing. Guys for sharing
nah
hey girl.
Let's move on to put Jimmy in hot water.
When you and Jimmy were having a conversation, there seemed to be some sparks flying, lots of chemistry.
Like, I don't feel like I was feeling chemistry. I think I was still attached to, like...
This is what I checked out, bro.
Earlier in the season, like, he has a part of me I feel like I'll never get back. And being able to, like, be in front of him in person and feeling like... He does still have that, and I was happy. I still feel grateful for it that I was able to share those moments and share those things about myself with someone. But
yeah.
I think he and I both agreed. It was an unspoken thing that we knew it wouldn't have worked.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I was very eager to meet her, but, you know, I'm an engaged man, and I was there for Chelsea at that point, and I wanted to make sure she knew I was all hands on deck there. But I think that conversation, you know, obviously there was a ton of chemistry between the two of us, and we, when we connected, it was more of a friend thing, like kind of, it's weird. It's a weird feeling having two women tell you they love you, and I truthfully hope I never have that happen to me ever again.
This was why are we talking about Jessica?
Ja, det blir mycket.
Chelsea got like, out of scot free. She was the most talked about person on this show, and not for good things. Nej. You know what I'm saying? Like Trevor got there was like stuff going on around about Trevor, but Chelsea got talked about for the Megan Fox thing, for the insecurities, and for the switching up the arguments and all that stuff. And we didn't get to hear about any of that except for the Megan Fox. They did talk about the Megan Fox thing. And that was just like a lighthearted, funny thing. And she's just like, oh my gosh, I wish I didn't do that. The part that needs to be addressed in that is they're talking about the integrity of the competition or the show. Besides these people that are having girlfriends and shit on the side, telling somebody you look like a celebrity is going against the principle of the show. That's something they need to nip in the bud too. If we're going to be talking about that, right?
Oh.
They didn't do it. She got help. Nothing. Just because she got roasted online.
Jag tycker dock, jag tycker också dock, I don't know. Om någon säger till mig, om jag ska sitta på den där andra sidan, och någon säger, I look like Megan Fox. Okay, you say that.
Yeah, but you're not into Megan Fox.
Nej, whatever, men säg någon som I'm into. Men okay. jag menar bara att, jag tycker bara, hans reaktion var som att, oh my god, Megan Fox. Som att, she's actually gonna be my motherfucking Megan Fox. det klart,
alltså, yeah, but it's still bara, something that shouldn't be a part of this.
Nej, fine. Jag menar bara
att, if I'm Nick and I'm complaining about Trevor doing this shit, then I'm complaining about her doing this, is what I'm saying.
Det är fine, hon borde inte ha sagt det.
At least hold her feet to the fire for that.
Hon borde inte ha sagt det, men det, min enda poäng är också att, jag håller med om det, men min enda poäng är att Jimmy är också lite dum-dum som bara köper det så fullt ut.
We agree he's a dum-dum.
Nej, men det är precis. Sen så blir det en lång bit här om, för Jessica är sur på Jimmy, hon säger att hon trodde att de var podare.
They went so far as to, there's a part in here where she talks about a radio interview he did and some shit that she, and it's like, we're delving into this now when we couldn't talk about Sarah Ann because she wasn't picked? Like, come on, man.
Hon säger att hon trodde att de var kompis. Hon refererar också till Chelsea som att de är väldigt nära vänner. Och Chelsea, hon kallar henne, att hennes dotter kallar Chelsea för Aunt Chelsea och så vidare. Men hon är sur på Jimmy för att Jimmy i någon intervju har sagt att hon fick en bra edit. Jessica.
They know what that means.
Och sen att han var sur lite på henne för att hon lämnade den sista dejten de hade 10 minutes in. Och det här tar de ju upp, det receipts. Tyvärr inte som att deltagarna får se det, för det hade varit kul att få se hans reaktion på det. Men när de visade like the receipts, så var det ju sammanlagt
cuties.
Två ja, precis.
Remember that?
Det visar ju sammanlagt, han påstår att hon lämnade deras sista date 10 minutes into the date. Och sen så visade det sig vara 2.5 timme. Like, how? What are you talking about? Och där borde han ha bara sagt, vet du vad, ja, jag erkände. Det var så det kändes. Det kändes snabbt, det kändes plötsligt. Jag borde inte ha sagt att det var 10 minuter, för det var inte 10 minuter. Han kan inte släppa det. Han påstår att han bara, jag tror fortfarande det var 10 minuter.
Yeah.
How? Jag fattar att man blir desorienterad av att vara i experimentet, men 10 minuter.
Unless it's another, he was thinking about a different session.
10 minuter till 2.5 timmar är
crazy.
A crazy difference. Så det är lite awkward liksom, stämning mellan dem. Och här blir man ju liksom så här lite på något sätt orolig för att det är mycket fortfarande kvar. Jag menar, Britney och motherfucking, det är mycket.
Oh yeah, and Kenneth.
Britney och Kenneth var ju också ett tag där var ju de ett, kanske det mest stabila paret, eller ett par som man verkligen rooted for. Så det är liksom, men där var också de bara glanced past
quickly, man. And they were talked about a lot, and all they did to talk about him was his phone shit. I guess we'll look at it.
For sure. 5 months pregnant now.
Like, who gives a fuck about these old people?
Yeah, baby.
To you, I don't want to make you uncomfy, but did either of you just want to, you know, like do it and see if that created the crave?
Den här frågan var alltså ställd till Britney och Kenneth.
Yeah.
Om de bara ville do it to create the crave.
And she's known for being so sexually open.
Hon den här,
I forget her name.
Jag kommer inte ihåg sen.
Just once just to see how it feels.
Thank you for the question. And finally, we get our time.
Okay. Till och med hon är bara så lyssna.
So going into this, I made a promise to myself. I was like, look, I'm going to wait until marriage. And yes, a lot of people have asked me that. And we were even asked that in the DR, like, why don't you just do it and see? My thing is that that is a supplement and it's more, it's an addition to. And I should not have to first test that out to then make my decision.
But John, berätta om din...
Just annoyed.
Vad är det
It's all behind religion. That's all it is. That's what annoys me about it. We know. You don't want to be out here being against God. That's what annoys me, is that you're missing out on so much. And this man has obviously, you know, had sex. They both had sex before, right?
Oh, det är det som jag också säger.
And he's had sex with men, you know what I'm saying?
Stop it.
That's a gay man.
I don't see it.
I'm convinced that's a gay man.
I don't see it. Okay, I don't really like it.
Huh?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Whatever. He's on there for a woman, yeah.
Man,
which is also I credit religion for. But he feels like he can't be openly gay.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I think that's a gay man. And I saw some piece on him being a young principal and all that stuff. And he was talking a little different.
Okay.
Put it like that. I'll probably find
that
clip and put it
somewhere. 100% confident, and that was my choice. And so we agreed to make a promise to ourselves and to each other, and that's what we were going to go with. And it didn't really need to be tested out to figure out where we were at.
Applause.
What are clapping for? What are we doing? Quick question. I got a quick back question.
From the DR.
I want to say, like, what questions would you ask them? Like, if you're in charge of this show, right?
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? That's jag vill veta det här med... De nämner en gång att han blev anklagad för att gaslighta.
Mm.
Men sen droppar de det direkt. Och man
yes.
Men du har fått mycket anklagelser här om gaslighting. Och
yeah.
To be fair så såg det ut som att du var väldigt mycket hot and cold med henne.
Mm.
Och att du, whatever oro hon hade, så flippade du runt det och säger att nej, men du har fel. Det är egentligen så här situationen är. Liksom, det looked pretty gaslighty.
Yeah, thank you! None of this happened.
Men ställ fucking frågan. I don't know. Det är weird att de bara droppar det.
And another thing that they didn't ask about, you know what I would ask them, which is kind of a gotcha question? Hey, Brittany, how many times before y'all went to sleep did Kenneth come in the room and check in on you and see how your day went, how you feel for the Lord, you know, how you feel yourself, how's our relationship going? When was that? Did y'all have them check-ins every night, like he said?
Mm-hmm.
Or was that bullshit at the beginning of the relationship for the camera?
Precis.
I would have been asking stuff like that. Is he really into you like that? Or did he get his phone and say,
the race question. Det verkar ju som efter
AD-konversationen
så blev han väldigt så här, kalla fötter kring att hon var en vit kvinna. Hur mycket spelade det där då? Finns det ju hur mycket som helst att fråga här.
And they did nothing.
I don't know. It's weird.
This was, and we got no closure on the show.
I almost hear people screaming for you to get off of your phone. Like, when you watched it back, did you realize that you were so into your device and not so much into your
fiance? Grindr not going to scroll itself.
So, I don't want to say that to my fiance, because I was.
You said you were into your fiance, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's difficult to say. But it can be so that they edit. I don't know.
But what I will say is, we all know I'm a principal, right? I love my kids, I love my families and my parents, my teachers. I spend about 3 weeks away from them. I'm a very on-the-grounds principal, so what that means is I'm like in classroom, in the hallways, all of those things. I make commitments to my families and parents and kids every day. And so having the opportunity to reconnect with them was not just for me, but also for them. They're not used to having that big lapse of absenteeism with me and their communication. I love my job, it's the most precious thing to me. But so is my love, right? So I'm trying to find the middle ground of how do you still keep your commitment and still, like, honor who you're with to? Even though I was so on my phone, I own it. I was on my phone a lot.
So people think that he was either playing Candy Crush or looking at pictures of dolphins.
Okay, so yeah, that's what he was looking at.
They're trying to make it all light and shit. Get the fuck out of here. You were ignoring this woman who you said you were all into like that. Get the fuck out of here, man. And they let him off the hook, man.
Wait for fucking school. Det här måste vara...
How many times? Do you remember your principal like that? I remember teachers.
Men vi hade inte en on-the-ground principal. Så det är det han kanske var. Han kanske är. Men
fortfarande... We had an on-the-ground principal. I don't remember that motherfucker. I don't remember any principal's names. They stood in the hallway. I remember one principal saying, I had cleats my dad got me for Christmas, and I wore them to school, and it marked the floor up. And I remember being like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have wore these. You know, I didn't know the cleats were going to do that. And the principal was marked, like, removing it with his shoe. You know how you could scratch the floor with you? He was doing that, and he was like, I wonder who is doing that. And I was like, I knew it was me. So I was trying to walk with it. That's the only memory of a principal I have, man. Because that's not what they're for, man.
Men också liksom en
school. You leave the school. We remember teachers. You ain't got to be... Hey, you gotta be what?
Oh, yeah.
It's bullshit.
Nej, men det är skumt faktiskt.
And he wasn't looking at no school shit.
Nej, det såg ut som att han bara
he was scrolling. He looked like he was scrolling.
Men jag försöker tänka så här, jobb som man har haft. Jag har haft ett jobb där jag kände som att så här, det är rätt mycket står och faller. Alltså jag kunde inte riktigt. Jag hade väldigt mycket ansvar bara. Och om jag det var inte helt enkelt att ta, låt säga, ett par veckor ifrån det. Men jag tänker bara så här, om du ändå har förhandlat med ditt jobb på något sätt och sagt jag ska vara borta i en månad. Då är det så skumt att bara, så fort du får tillbaka mobilen och du har fortfarande en vecka kvar eller 10 dagar kvar. Mm. Så kan du inte bara fulfill faktum att du måste vara borta lite. När grejen handlar om att det här är potentiellt din fru liksom, som du ska gifta dig med. Det är bara en stor grej att ignorera for the job.
And at one point when he says, ooh, I missed this, when he holds his phone up. So he obviously got an issue with that. Mm. Clay went to therapy.
My costume, okay?
Yeah, that has been the warning.
I love you posted a picture with your face in a dolphin costume, and she wrote, I'm just dead.
So this guy is so corny to me. This got to the point when they like asking, when's the baby coming? It's like, it got to that vibe, and I knew that we had passed over. This I was like, oh, we're not going back to Chelsea? Like, that's what I was wondering the whole time. Are they going to, are they warming up? They lighting it up?
Man fick mellan Britney och Kenneth var att de är tydligen väldigt, väldigt nära vänner nu.
Yeah.
Calling each other all the time. Hon sitter och har hennes hand i hans lap.
Mm-hmm. Who does that? What type of friend would that be? Huh? If he can give her advice, right? Mm. If she getting in the relationship thing. Mm. What kind of friend are we talking about? The what
the
friend?
The gay friend.
Yeah, thank you. That nigga gay, man. I had nothing against homosexuality. I just wish he lived in a world where he can feel comfortable saying who he is.
Ja. Men ja, så att jag vet inte, det tar väl slut pretty much här. Det är lite liksom så här uppdateringar på The Other People och
I was out.
Stark första halva.
Yeah.
Och they dropped the ball i andra halvan. Jag undrar vad fan är det som händer där? Är det att de klipper bort mycket? Är det, alltså, menar jag,
but what's the name said they there for like 4 hours.
Ja, men är det att de var där i 8? Vi kanske inte får säga det. I don't know hur mycket man får säga.
Men
hon sa att de har lång tid som de satt där. Och så klipps det ju ner till i det här fallet 1,5 timme. Så det kanske är så att de grillade Chelsea. De kanske ställde Britney och Kenneth mot väggen. Och sen så är det ett senare skede där man bestämmer sig för att nu ska vi klippa det här. Och det var väldigt heavy i början, så låt oss light it up på slutet.
Yeah, let's keep the shit with Kwame and Chelsea.
Men, like, nej, men jag håller med. Det är, när man är som tittare så investerar och kollar i liksom 12 avsnitt eller vad det är. Då vill man ju få get into it nu.
Yeah, I would have rather her Chelsea get her feet held to the fire than Sarah Ann. I didn't care about the Sarah, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Or more that than Amy and Johnny. Like, sorry.
Sorry.
Happy couples, happy. I got that at home.
Chelsea,
I got a happy couple in my house.
Chelsea och Kenneth borde ha fått betydligt mera.
Yes.
Att stå till svars för.
They got off scot-free, man.
But that's it. Men ändå bättre reunion än tidigare, tycker jag. Eller, det beror på. Det har varit några riktigt katastrofala reunions där det känns som att man inte får svar på nästan någonting.
Yeah.
Och så det var ju bättre än det. Yeah. Men,
are you gonna, and the one when, what's the name, when stop bugging people about kids?
Ja, nej, det var ju sjukt. Det kändes som att hon var fucking high eller någonting. Hon bara couldn't stop.
Painkillers.
Och det jag såg någonstans att det här var den mest tittade säsongen hittills.
Oh.
Så vi kan ju absolut räkna med flera säsonger, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. Are you gonna watch, because they said that Izzy, Micah,
and some other people are gonna be. Har du sett Perfect Match? Vad är det för någonting?
I've seen Perfect Match. Bartice was on there. They take these people from Love is Blind and a few, and Ultimatum and stuff like that. It's basically this whole Netflix reality universe. Okay. And then the ones who are still single, they put them together, but then they bring in new people, and it's kind of like Are You the One, I think. It's one of those, like, you get voted out if you don't match with somebody. But then you can rematch people and make them be with somebody else.
That's okay. I don't know. I'm going to come and call it. I tror inte jag kommer kolla på det.
If you do, we could do Ingrid Till on it.
Okay. Låt oss
veta, I'm watching.
Ni som lyssnar, är det några av er som kommer att kolla på Perfect Match? Så då får vi se.
You don't want to see Izzy and Micah?
Nej, men när du säger bara Bartiz, Izzy, Micah, jag blir bara så alltså, det är inte som att jag blir lockad av att se these people igen.
You just saw Blake. You got to see Blake. After a while.
Det var så weird. Varför hade han så front stage? Alltså, han var verkligen främsta positionen där i publiken. Motherfucking fuckboy Blake. Det är jättekonstigt. Alright, men hörni, tack för att ni har varit med oss hela den här säsongen.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Det har varit roligt.
Yeah, man. The next Ingrid Till stuff is gonna be, the next series we're doing is gonna be a little more serious. Yeah.
Men, tills dess, vi hörs, okej?
Okay? Yeah.
Peace.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.